So today we have very good fortune of having His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhu. He is a Prabhupada disciple and initiating guru. He will be enlightening us on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse number 4.8.29 onwards. Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Yes, I am here, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association. Thank you. Please take over the call.
Okay. Thanks to everyone and all the devotees for attending this Bhagavatam class. Please accept my obeisances. Vancha kalpataruvesya kripa sindhu bhivacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya adhishtharine sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So text number 29, Dhruva Maharaj leaves the home. Parituṣe tatastāta tāvan mātrena purushah devo pasāditam yāvad vikṣe swaragatim buddhah. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. The process of Supreme Personality of Godhead is very wonderful. One who is intelligent should accept that process and be satisfied with whatever comes, favorable or unfavorable, by His Supreme Will. Purport. The great sage Narad instructed Dhruva Maharaj that one should be satisfied in all circumstances. Everyone who is intelligent should know that because of our concept of bodily existence, we are subjected to suffering and enjoyment. One who is in the transcendental position, beyond the concept of bodily life, is considered to be intelligent. One who is devotee especially accepts all reverses as gifts of the Supreme Lord. When a devotee is put into distress, he accepts this as God's mercy and offers him repeated obeisances with his body, mind and intellect. An intelligent person therefore should be always satisfied depending on the mercy of the Lord. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Nama. So, little bit background about this verse is that Narad Muni is testing Guru's determination, whether he is fully determined or he is not. So this is the verse is being taught or is being told by Narad Muni to Dhruva Maharaj, who was just a 5-year-old child. He was dishonored by his stepmother Suruchi, and then he goes to his mother, and his mother says that what Suruchi said is right. You, to fulfill your desire, you have to go to Krishna to please him, and then he can do whatever you are looking. He can give it to you. There is nobody else. So Narad Muni, how did Narad Muni knew about the Dhruva is there? So one thing that he was prompted by the Lord to go and instruct Dhruva Maharaj. But also Narad is Trikalagya and he knows everyone's heart just like the super soul. So as soon as the Lord understands that a living entity is determined and serious about entering the devotional life, devotional service, he immediately sends his representative. So this is a divine arrangement between a guru and a disciple. It does not come automatically, but it's not that you have to go and search out also. But if it sprouts in your heart, if you hear from a Vaishnava and feels that he's enlivening you, he can guide you, he can take you back home, back to Godhead, or at least he could start your devotional process, then Krishna from within instructs that you take shelter of such and such devotee, and that way your path back home, back to Godhead becomes wide open. So the first thing here in this particular verse that we should not be affected by honor or dishonor. Sammanam, avamanam. Samman or avaman or yash or apayash. So hani, lava, jivana, marana, yash, apayash, vidhiyat. That if somebody is losing money in business or in job, or job is gone, and if one is getting so much, one should not get, if he is getting beyond his expectation, should not be puffed up. And if there is a loss, one should feel that was, I have done something in the last previous life, and now it is being paid off by getting this. Or even apyash also, in everything, jivan, maran, yes, apyash, disease, healthy condition. So you are, if it is a healthy condition, you have done something piety, you are getting the result. Now that your piety has been reduced. And same thing, if you suffer, your reaction, like say in form of sickness or something else, disability or whatever it may be, then you should feel that because I am a devotee, it is just like a token, but I am finishing my whatever the that I have done, nonsensical activity, or that is being now reduced. It will be reduced and it will become null. So honor, insult. So you should also have known that honor and dishonor are both destined only by one's karma. So dissatisfaction is due to karma. Though dualities like hani, laugh, jivan, maran, yash, apyas, the cause of the dissatisfaction, asantosh, hetava, is only one's illusion due to previous karma, nija karma bhi. So it is just mostly in our mind, but also it is factual also, but one should feel that it is because of my karma, and now that karma are being that karma stock is being reduced. So particularly this verse, an intelligent person is satisfied. Parituṣyeta. That's the word here, and this is Parituṣyeta, that is the first verse. Parituṣyeta tatastata. One should be satisfied with whatever comes, favorable or unfavorable, understanding that it is the Lord's supreme will. Ishvara gatim daivo pasa titam. Daivopasaditam. Daivopasaditam means upasaditam, offered by. Daiva means by the destiny. Deva Deva Arasi Pukara. That is also somewhere in Tulsidas Ramcharit Manas. It says that only a lazy man talks about the Deva, that if he wants to give you karman, you should work. So we should work, but not depend on the result. Result is by the happiness of Krishna, but it's not that we should be lazy. Oh, it will come automatically by my destiny, so I should not work. No, how do you know that with work you would not get your result? So result would come by the mercy of the Lord. We should always depend on Him, and He will arrange everything. But we must work, and particularly the work is, if it is done for Krishna, Krishna would definitely be pleased. So that is, so in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is 10th canto, 10:14:8. Tatte nikumbam susamikshamano munyana evatmakratam vipakam radvakvapurbher vidadhan namaste jivet yo mukti padesa dayabhak. So when devotee, we are put tatte nikumbam susamikshamano, whatever that comes, distress, that is the Krishna's mercy. Munyana evatmakratam, we should feel that whatever I have done, that is being purified, that is being, in past life, that is being repaid back, like you have a debt and you pay it back by suffering, then that is already paid back. Good or bad, both. Haradvak, and still we should feel obliged. Haradvak by heart, vak means by your words, vapur phir, even with vapu means the body. So with the body, that you should always pay obeisances, respect by the heart, you should feel obliged that yes, Krishna is giving me all these things. And by our words, we should appreciate or glorify. And by our body, we should serve the Supreme Lord. So if we do that, and with not with that feeling, with this duality of the material world, means this duality is always there. There is nothing that duality, this is material world, not only hani laugh or jivan maran, but also matra sparshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukhada agama paino nityam tansti tikshava bharata. Krishna is telling Arjun that matra sparshastu, whatever sparsh by the touch, kaunteya sitoshna, sita and ushna, garam and thanda, bahut garmi hai, bahut thandi hai, and we dwell so much on that. Agama, they come and they go, just like the there is change of the seasons, they change. So same thing, if you are suffering, there would be happiness also. It will come automatically. We should not feel so much elated when we get happy, and when something there is a distress, we should not cry. But should feel that, yes, it is all Krishna's arrangement and I must tolerate them. And that way you just go advancing in Krishna consciousness rather than dwelling on the dualities of the life. Old age would come, birth would come, all these things would come, and if you want to be free from everything, then just take the shelter of Krishna and he will relieve you from all these miseries. In material world, mostly it is miseries. It's a very flickering happiness. Jivana talamala means whatever is there, it's like a flickering, like the lightning, and it will go away. But better to steadily practice Krishna consciousness and go to the spiritual world where there is no duality. There is everything is there in its purity. Like snow is there in the spiritual kingdom, but colored snow, not only white snow. But it won't give you cold. You could play with the snow, make a snowman, and there won't be any cold. Same thing, you won't be feel like that kind of hungry, and you eat, but all the trees are wish-fulfilling trees. The houses, they are made of like the jewels, which are, and they are self-effulgent. You don't need any artificial things like sun, moon, light, electricity. There is no need of that. And you have a loving propensity, thinking, feeling, willing, that would also be all satisfied. That your all the desires would be satisfied fully. In material world, none of the desires can be satisfied. So this will read few more verses and discuss all these things. But jivetiyo mukti, so people who tolerate whatever is coming, then the dayabhag. Dayabhag is like we have automatically like right on our father's property. Our real father is Krishna. Or if in the material world also, if you serve your father, you remain with him, you remain alive, you stay with him, serve him, make him happy, then he will leave behind everything is yours. In Krishna's also world, if we serve Krishna, then whatever is there in the spiritual kingdom, it's all yours to enjoy. He, Eko Vai Bahushyam, he became from one to many for loving exchange. And not that we have to work very hard. So for people who are sincere, who know the art of or philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is easy for them. But people who see that anything like you have to do so much austerity, so much upside down, or lie on the thorns, or dip yourself in unnecessary austerity without putting Krishna in the center is of no use. Yes, endeavor should be there. Endeavor means we should try to please Krishna by our all the heart, by our all the words, by our body, by our activity, and then leave it up to Krishna. So in that way we could advance. And whatever is there of Krishna, daya bhag is an important word. Daya bhag means whatever Krishna's properties, it is all for his children, and we all could use in his own abode. Just like the parents' property, a child could always inherit and enjoy all that. And really, a devotee enjoys more than Krishna. Why? Just like Srimati Radharani, by serving Krishna, she enjoys more. And Krishna is tempted that how she could enjoy more by serving me. What is my sweetness? And what is her service attitude? How she serves me? What is her mood of service and mood of enjoyment and my sweetness? So Krishna has to himself come in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to relish all these three unfulfilled desires that he had. He came, Krishna himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the bhav or in the sentiment of Srimati Radharani and also the bodily color also. So text number 30, अथ मात्रोपदिष्टेन योगेन वरुरुत्ससी यत् प्रसादं स वै पुंसां दुराराध्यो मतो मम. Now you have decided to undertake the mystic process of meditation under the instruction of your mother. So this is Narad Muni is telling to Dhru Maharaj. So Narad came to Dhru under the direction of the Lord just to initiate him. Yet he is testing Dhru's determination to execute the process. He came to initiate him, give him diksha. But at the same time, he wanted to see that whether he is determined or not. And so now he is saying that it is very difficult to satisfy the Duraradhyo. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Lord, whose mercy you desire by the process taught by your mother. But it is not easy. So in purport, the process of bhakti yoga is simultaneously very difficult and very easy to perform. Sri Narad Muni, the supreme spiritual master, is testing Dhru Maharaj to see how determined he is to prosecute devotional service. This is the process of accepting a disciple. When somebody wants to take initiation, a guru should test whether he will chant sincerely, he will finish his rounds, he will follow all the four regulative principles. That is why at the time of giving initiation, there is that the disciple recites in front of Vaishnavas and the Dithis that I will follow all these four rules, and they should follow to progress. Otherwise, they will themselves fall down and let the spiritual master also suffer their sinful activity. So the great sage Narad is testing. Narad has come to Dhru under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to initiate him. Yet he is testing Dhru's determination to execute the process. It is a fact, however, that for a sincere person, devotional service is very easy. But for one who is not determined and sincere, this process is very difficult. Because one thing, who knows if he is not sure, he has no faith or shraddha, or then naturally he will feel, it is so austere to wake up early, to go to Mangal Arati, chant 2 hours just chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the benefit? I am enjoying now, I have money, I have everything to enjoy. So their mind is on both sides. One should be fully determined. Just like Dhru Maharaj is fully determined that yes, I will follow the process. This is what I want. And he did that. And the result, he got the result. So one should not put his one foot on the material world and one foot on towards the spirituality. They should be completely dedicated to the service of the Supreme Lord. And that way they could advance. So this Narad Muni is testing his disciple. So it is easy for a sincere person, and it is very difficult for a person who is not sincere, who has no faith in the process, who just by chance he just came just to show up that I will become a devotee. But those people cannot really remain. They will put nice cloak like Harinam Chadar and everything and put a big tilak and come and chant very, very loudly. But after a few days they disappear. They don't remain there because there is no faith, no shraddha, and they don't have really that, they don't have free like that. They would be completely free from material entanglement. They want to enjoy both this world and the other world. But they think in the mind, in the heart, they think that who has seen the Lord, whether he is there or not, whether his spiritual world is there or not, as far as I have whatever I can enjoy, let me enjoy. Those kind of people cannot go to Krishna's abode. So, Now he's giving, Narad Muni is giving the example that many people have done this and still they could not go. They have spent so many years and years of life. So in this text 31, Munayah Padve Miyashya Nisamuru Janma Bhihi Na Vidur Mragyantopi Tivra Yoga Samadhina. Narad Muni continued, after trying this process for many, many births and remaining unattached to material contamination, placing themselves continually in trance and executing many types of austerities, many mystic yogis were unable to find the end of the path of God realization. When it will end, they could not, just like Vishwamitra, and so many, they spent their thousands of years in this. Tivra Yoga Samadhina, but still they could not find the end and could not go back home, back to God and His loving devotional service, because they had no faith. And that's why if one has a faith, just like Dhruva Maharaj had, that if I do, then naturally I will be able to obtain the result. He had full faith in the words of his mother and his spiritual master. But many people who engage is without a really fixed determination. That just let me chant whatever happens. Whatever the result will come, because many people have obtained the result. Why I would not get the result? Krishna is not biased. He is equal for everybody. And anyone can take from any stage of life, whether he is a child, whether it is adult, old man, or poor, rich, ugly, whatever. Animals cannot do it, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even preached to animals and they also were elevated. One dog who was favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple, then he went back home, back to Godhead in the same life, even with the same body. So he is giving the example that many muni, the thinkers, that they tried this process and they could not find the end of the God realization. And next, so many mystic yogis failed to understand the path of God realization by samadhi and austerities, despite trying this process for many births with detachment. Because they don't take a guru, they don't read to this topmost process of chanting and hearing Bhagavatam, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat. So both are important. One should hear the book Bhagavat by the mouths of a person Bhagavat. And then it dances or it goes to the heart very easily. So text number 32. Ato nivarta nivartata amesha nirbandhas tava nishphalah yatishyati bhavan kale sreyasham samupasthite. For this reason, my dear boy, you should not endeavor for this. It will not be successful. It is better that you go home. When you are grown up, by the mercy of the Lord, you will get a chance for these mystic performances. At that time, you may execute this function. So he's saying, just like many people, he's just saying the common saying, it really devotional service does not depend on the age. But he's just telling that now it is time for you to play, study, learn about the kingly ways, how they martial arts and other things. You enjoy the property. And later on, when you come to the old age, then you could practice when there is nothing else you could do. So the process is not like baithe thale, it happens automatically. It is an active process. Devotional service is not inactivity. Devotional service is intense focusing your mind, heart, body, activity, tongue, your all the senses. So it should all be absorbed in one place to Krishna. From the heart, from the body, from the mind, from everything, all the senses. Rashikesha, Rashikena, Sevanam, Bhaktir, Uchyate. That's that bhakti, that means that master of the senses is Krishna, and why we should use our all the senses, including the mind, heart, intelligence, everything, in service of the Lord. So, he's saying, Narad Muni, that when you become old, but when you become old, you cannot, your all the senses are gone. How you will be able to serve? How you will be able to chant? Even so much so that that in the old age, your throat is choked up, you can't even speak, you cannot concentrate your mind dwells on some sense object and you feel very frustrated because you cannot enjoy your senses, even if the sense objects are there, you can't enjoy it. So one feels very frustrated, even if they have millions of dollars or rupees, and still you can't enjoy whatever, you can't eat, you have diseases, you can't digest. So better to process. That you should, one should prosecute the devotional activity from very childhood. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Kaumarat Acharet Pragya. That intelligent person would start from very beginning or whenever the instruction are given or whenever he understands that this is the process which will relieve me forever from the material anomalies, from this sansara, and would take, let me serve the Lord and let me go to the abode of the Supreme Lord. So generally a thoroughly trained person takes to spiritual perfection at the end of life. According to the Vedic system, therefore life is divided into four stages. One is like brahmachari in the beginning, becomes a brahmachari, a student who studies Vedic knowledge under the authoritative guidance of a spiritual master. He becomes a householder and then executes household duties according to the Vedic process. Then the householder becomes a vanprastha, and gradually when he is mature, he renounces household life and vanprastha life also and take to sannyas, completely devoting himself to devotional service. But it does not mean that as a brahmachari he is not serving Krishna. Prabhupada taught so nicely in all these Archaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are a brahmachari, you are a devotee, you are a grahastha, you are a devotee, you are a vanprastha, devotional life is continuing. It's not that when you take sannyas then only you could engage in devotional life. So it should be continuously processed. But a person who is remained a thoroughly like brahmachari, he could lead a life of a grahastha nicely. He could control his senses. Means a grahastha life is not a free license to engage in sex life, but it is also, there is austerity. One should also restrain. This is the grahastha life is to produce Krishna conscious children, not for enjoying propensity. That is there in pigs. And that is there in pigeons, that in 50 times a day they have a love making. Love making means degrading themselves. There is no love in the material world, only the love is there in the spiritual kingdom. So people generally think that childhood is meant for enjoying life by engaging oneself in the sports and play. Youth is meant for enjoying the company of young girls. And when one becomes old at that time of death, then he may try to execute devotional service. जब बड़े हो जाएंगे तब भगवान की सेवा करेंगे, तब भक्ति करेंगे, या जब भगवान लाज देंगे भक्ति सामने तो हम करेंगे. तो दूसरी मटेरियल चीजों के लिए तो दे एंडेवर, बट फॉर भक्ति दे फील, द पीपल जनरली फील दैट व्हेन कृष्णा वांट्स आई विल एंगेज इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो इट इज दे पुट एवरीथिंग ऑन कृष्णा. सो व्हाई नॉट मटेरियल थिंग्स दे पुट एवरीथिंग ऑन कृष्णा, दैट ऑल्सो शुड बी देयर. बट नो दैट फॉर दैट दे विल वर्क डे एंड नाइट to get some material amenities. This conclusion is not for devotees who actually are serious. The great sage Narada is instructing Dhruva Maharaj just to test him. Actually, the direct order is that from any point of life, one should begin rendering devotional service. But it is the duty of a spiritual master to test the disciple to see how seriously he desires to execute devotional service. Then he may be initiated. So you should give up your endeavor, that is what he is saying here, for it will not be successful. When you are grown up, you can attempt this. So text number 33. Yasya yad daiva vihitam satena sukha dukhayo atmanam toshayandehi tamasah param rachyati. One should try to keep himself satisfied in any condition of life, whether distress or happiness, which is offered by the Supreme Will. A person who endures in this way is able to cross over the darkness of nascence very easily. So material existence, so this is still Narad Muni is continuing, telling to Dhruva Maharaj to test him, to test his determination. Material existence consists of pious and impious fruitive activities. As long as one is engaged in any kind of activity other than devotional service, it will result in happiness and distress of this material world. When we enjoy life, in so-called material happiness, it is to be understood that we are diminishing the resultant actions of our pious activity. When we enjoy our pious activity, which the heap is there, that is reduced. And when we put into suffering, it is to be understood that we are diminishing the resultant actions of our impious activity. And instead of being attached to the circumstantial happiness and distress resulting from pious or impious activity, if we want to get out of the clutches of this nascence, then whatever position we are put in by the will of the Lord, we should accept. Thus, if we simply surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we shall get out of the clutches of this material existence. So, one who endures any condition of life, happiness or distress, offered by the Supreme Will, Deva Vihitam, can cross over the darkness of this nascence. So, in verse number, so, Yashya Yad Deva Vihitam, by experiencing happiness, one's pious acts are being exhausted, and by suffering, one's sinful acts are being exhausted. By satisfaction in both situations, one crosses over the sansara, tamasah, that he passes over this. Then, in text number 34, gunadhikanmudam lipset anukrosham gunadhatamat maitrim samanad ave anvichinna. Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. So, purport. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of him. When we find someone less qualified, we deride him. Oh, murkh kahin ka, main itna vidwan hu. And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our activity. That he may be, but I am higher than him. So he becomes more proudy. These are the causes of all material tribulation. The great sage Narada therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly. Instead of being envious of more qualified man, one should be jolly to receive him. Instead of being oppressive to a less qualified man, one should be compassionate towards him, just to raise him to the proper standard. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud of one's own activities before him, one should treat him as a friend. One should also have compassion for the people in general who are suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna. This important function will make one happy within this material world. So, there are, in this particular verse, if somebody is more qualified, then you rejoice, don't become envious, and serve him. When he is less qualified person, then you feel compassion and not contempt, feel compassion and elevate him, that he could also take to Krishna consciousness. And if somebody is equally qualified person, we should become friendly and help each other, do not become competitive. So thus one is never affected by the threefold miseries if we practice that. So on this point, and there are three levels of Vaishnavas, and we will discuss on those three levels, and about also Dhruva Maharaj's desire that he went to the Supreme Lord going with so many material desires. But the best thing that he went to Krishna, not to some demigods, because his, at least the mother, she was very qualified, and she gave him that, you want to attend this, go to Krishna, or go to Narayan. So these are akamahava, sarvakamahava, mokshakamodaradi, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajit purusha param. That if we have, without any desire, akama, or sarva, if you have so many material desires, sarva kamava, kamna means desires. Akamava, sarva kamava, all these desires, or even if you have desire to be liberated, one should go to Krishna, not to, nishkam or sarva kam or moksha kam. Then tivra bhakti, we should do bhajan of Krishna. That means that in his chitta he has desire to please Krishna. Then gradually all the other desires would go away, would become disappear. By the mercy of Krishna, that is the importance of Krishna bhakti. And how it is different than demigod worship. Demigod worship, then in your desire, he may be able to fulfill your desire, but again the desire will remain. It cannot to enjoy the material world. But Krishna finishes that enjoying propensity. Only Krishna could do that, no one else, because he's in our heart. Demigods are not in our heart. They are not with us. So that is a very important difference. So even although this bhakti, Narad Muni is saying that it is very durlabh, it is very difficult to obtain, and it cannot be obtained because Krishna is, you cannot bring him in your mind, agochar. But even if we just pray, without even knowing him, then he gives us devotion to us, and then we could obtain the Pada Pallava, the lotus feet of the Lord. So Chakravarti is saying, even if we have Anyakami without Krishna, but Krishna gives his lotus feet, and then by force he cleanses his heart. Just like Vishayakami Dhruva, he had so many desires. So it is kind of Vishay to obtain big kingdom and rule it. Then he removed his desire. And he gave his charan, his lotus feet. Nishkam are without any desire, annakamna, no other desire, nishkam, akamava, sarvakamava, akama, or nishkam, without any desire. That is of so many different kinds of Bhagavad Charan Prapti. Without desire and without desire. So there is a big difference in these two. That's why one understands that Hanumanji was serving the Lord. He had desire to serve the Lord in whatever way, whatever difficulty. Sursa came and another demoness came and Mainak Parvat came to test him, and Sursa was demigod's mother to test him also, and then some demoness came who opened her mouth to just to eat him, and he also got out of that. So in this way there is a difference, but Dhruva Maharaj went. So what is the difference in these two? So although after he saw the vision of the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj is saying that Swamin Kratarthosmi Varanna Yache, that now I am fully satisfied. Kratartha ho gaya, varam var na yache, नहीं मांगता स्थाना अभिलाषी तपस्वी स्थित हो हम त्वाम प्राप्तवान देव मुनिंद्र गुही हम काचम विचिन विचिन्वन निव दिव्य रत्न दैट नाउ आई ऑब्टेन्ड दिव्य रत्न एंड आई वॉज लुकिंग फॉर कांच ब्रोकन पीसेस ऑफ ग्लासेस बट इन फाइंडिंग दैट ब्रोकन पीस आई हैव गॉट लाइक अ दिव्य रत्न ट्रांसेंडेंटल जेम दैट आई हैव गॉट विच इज नॉट इवन विच इज डिफिकल्ट इवन फॉर देव मुनिंद्र. Even they, demigods and munis who are meditating on you, it is difficult, but I have got that. So now I don't want all this. So he was meditating on Dhruva. His mother, Suniti, told him that you go to Padma Palash Lochan. You pay obeisance to him, then you will be able to obtain. But then once he got this, so anyway, whatever way, at least he went to Krishna and he forgot. But the person who goes for devotional service only, just like Hanumanji and Dhruva Maharaj, he went with some material desire. So Hanuman's position is higher than Dhruva Maharaj. Prahlad's position is higher than Dhruva Maharaj. So there is a difference. But ultimately the result one obtains. So there is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Purana and Hari Bhakti Suddhodaya, there is a Dhruva Kratha in all these three places. And there is a little bit difference in all these three. We won't go into detail that what is the difference in these things. But the level of devotees, Uttam Adhikari that we talked about in this last verse, that who is Uttam Adhikari? So there is a there is Shraddhavan Jana hai Bhakti Adhikari, Uttam Madhyam Kanist Shraddha. According to the Shraddha, there are three kinds. Shastra Yukte Supuna, Dhrad Shraddha Jar, one who is advanced in Shastra, means who knows about the Shastra and who could teach to others, and they have a Dhrad Shraddha, firm, fixed Shraddha, they are Uttam Adhikari Seitariya Sansar, that they could get out of this material world and also lead others. They are Uttam Adhikari. So they could remove the doubts in others also. So that Madhyam Adhikari, Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane, Dhrad Shraddhavan, that Shastra Yukti, they do not have that much Shastra Yukti. But they have firm faith in the Supreme Lord. Then they are Madhyam Adhikari. And Kanishta Adhikari, Jahar Komal Shraddha Se Kanishta Jan, Krame Krame Teho Bhakt Hai Be Uttam. That their faith is komal, means soft, not as strong. And by somebody else that they talk to him, then his Shraddha becomes finished, means it is not very strong. Then they are, and they don't have that much knowledge about the Shastra, they are called Kanishta Adhikari. But there are another way, Prem. According to the Prem of with Krishna, Rati or Prem, there is also Uttam Madhyam and Kanishta Adhikari. Sarabhuteshu Yapashet Bhagavad Bhava Matmana. So this Madhyam, Kanishta or Uttam Adhikari, that is divided by different levels. One is by faith, now it is another by how much they have developed love for Krishna or Rati. So one who sees Krishna everywhere, Sarveshu Ya Pashyat, that everything is all wherever they see it is Krishna's energy in reality. And Uttam Adhikari sees that it is Krishna in anywhere they see. Bhutani Bhagavat, and in all the living being. So that is what this now Yogeshwar, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, Sarvatra Chamai Pashyati, Deshanama Pranashyami Sachamena Pranashyati. One who sees me everywhere, that is Bhagavad Gita verse. Then they are the Uttam Adhikari. Means they see, and without seeing Krishna, they become so much like their pran tadaste hai. Wherever they see, then they feel what is Krishna. I am the taste of water. I am this air is Krishna. The food is Krishna. Everywhere they see Krishna. So this is, it is not that easy. Even Chakravarti Pad is saying that kind of vision, even Narad, Vyas and Sukhdev, they do not even have that kind of vision. That is only in the Vraj Gopis, that whatever they do, they always see Krishna. But it is not easy thing. So that is according to Rati and Prem. Then Madhyam Bhakta, according to the Prem with Krishna, Ishware Tad Dineshu, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bali Sheshu Dushat Sucha, Prema Maitri Krapo Peksha, Ya Karoti Sa Madhyama. That loving Krishna, having friendship with another devotee, and one who is lower, Agyajan, who are not really devotees, but they looking, then they have Krapa, they shower their mercy, and also Krapa Peksha Karoti Upeksha. Upeksha also that one who are out of Krishna consciousness, who would never take in Krishna Bhairmukjan, then they are Madhyam Adhikari. And Kanishti is Archayam Eva Haraye Pujamcha Shraddhaye Hate Natat Bhakteshu Chanyeshu Sabhakta Prakrateshu Ismrataha. So one who have faith in the Pratima or Diti form of the Lord, but they have no faith in the devotees. Oh, who they are like me, or they are lower than me. If a rich person, oh yes, here is God, they will pay. But they would deride like devotees or what they are, I am very big. So they are Kanishta Bhakta. They have to have a devotee for other people also, and they should be, if they are higher than him, they should worship them, they should serve them. But that feeling only Krishna, like his Diti form, they worship that. They just come to the temple, pay obeisances, stand there 1 minute and get out. They may put some donation and get out. So those kind of people, they are Kanishta. They are coming to the temple somehow, but they are Kanishta Adhikari. And according to the Vaishnava Guna also there are different categorization. So this is according to the level. And we talked about how the difference in Dhruva and Hanumanji and others. So now there are Nitya Mukta and Nitya Baddha Jeev. Oh, there is so much. So these are very nice passages. They talk about how one should meditate on and how one should test the devotee and what is their faith. And so these are all spoken here, and these are all topics nicely described about Guru Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj is a very, very advanced level that he is teaching and bringing the other children in the school to devotional life, and even his own teacher, his mother, teacher, they all became devotees because of the association with Prahlad Maharaj. So that's on a higher level, and one can relish Prahlad Maharaj's story. But this is also that even from a childhood, he was such a young child, and he could learn. And within 6 months, he pleased the Supreme Lord. But Prahlad Maharaj was devotee from even the womb of his mother. Because Narad Muni, he is the guru for both Prahlad and Dhruva. But Narad Muni taught when Kayadhu was pregnant with Prahlad Maharaj. And he learned everything on uterus when he was inside. Still he learned all that. So a child, when some mother is pregnant, they should hear Bhagavatam. And children can learn from very beginning. So we'll get that lesson that when, even if it is in the womb, a child can learn and could become a devotee. So thank you so much. We can talk about, but just one thing more about the desires, because it is, the desire has to be there. So the desire, so how the desire comes, so I will little bit discuss about the desire to become a devotee. Like there was a desire for Guru Maharaj to enjoy. So we should, like, so what happens when we come, these five senses we have, and we get this sensation from by these five senses from the outside world, and these are reported by to the mind. So these senses, they report to the mind, and then with the help of the intelligence, the mind directs body and senses to act. The mind and your intelligence are different from you. It is not, but desire is what pushes you on the life. They are subtle elements that work according to your desires. So long as you desire, you will act. Desire is the symptom of yourself. So if there is a soul or consciousness, there is thinking, feeling and willing. Willing is desiring. So desire that comes from, it is created by our contact of the senses with the objects of senses. Just like if we see food and we are hungry, then our it will tell, the intelligence will tell to the mind, what we should do. Just go and either buy or take it. So that way, we are not the body, you are not your mind, you are not your intelligence. Your body are the tools to help you satisfy your desire. So is it, am I just desires? Desires are temporary and changing. So I am not the desire. You remain the same, though your desires change. So desires develop from contact of our senses with the sense objects. You are simply seated within your body, observing the outside world through your five senses. So long as we think that you are your body, you will continue to strive to fulfill the endless desires. But if we know that we are not our body, and there is no need to satisfy our senses, but we have to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Lord, our soul, Soul wants to be with the Supreme Lord and serve, but somehow it is covered. Desires, we like, so we should have a higher test. Not that we could kill our desire, but we could have raised our desires to a higher test. And that way, the desires, they come with our body, and according to the type of body, the desires are different. So, Dhruva Maharaj had a desire to obtain, to have all these boons from the Lord, but at least he reached to the Lord. So, for our desires to fulfill, if we approach to the Supreme Lord, our pure duty of the Lord, then we could gracefully lift from our lower desires. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving time and discussing about Srimad Bhagavatam from this verses of Dhruva Maharaj. You can unmute now. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhuji, for very, very wonderful class. I have one question. As you said that when our disciple is serious, then he meets with his Guru Maharaj. So, sometimes we see in devotee community, so some devotees are more serious than other devotee, and other devotee get his spiritual master before than other devotee. So, how would you how would you tell about the situation? What would you say?
So, a less serious person gets a spiritual master than a more serious person. But he may have that seriousness for long, long period of time. How serious that is a measurement in our eye, it is, does not depend what you feel like about somebody. We cannot see somebody's heart. We cannot see somebody how serious they are. It is Krishna's arrangement really, because his spiritual master is not just for one lifetime. Janme janme Prabhu se. That it is arrangement of the Lord that one from by your getting process of like cleansing the heart, then Krishna from within, they gives you that, okay, you take shelter from this and this person. So it is not material arrangement, and one should not feel somebody, you cannot judge others that he is less serious or how he is. It is Krishna's arrangement. It is difficult to say, but one obtains according to the level of your purity and desire. According to, if you want to have a cheap adoration and cheap way, that somebody just makes a person, oh, let me take an initiation, and he goes and takes the initiation. But maybe the guru may be not, you may say, as strong, or really he is also a fallen guru, and he takes his disciple and guru, they both fall in a ditch also. So if we are serious, then we get a proper spiritual master. If we are not serious, then you may obtain. So just obtaining a guru does not mean that he is elevated or he has come up to this level before me. That should not be a thought, since there are different standards of the gurus also. Not that all the gurus are on the same level, and not all the devotees who are coming to take initiation are of the same level also. So it doesn't matter. Whenever that time comes, Krishna will suggest you from within to take further steps in going or engaging in further devotional service.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I have one more question. It has been said that guru and disciple relationship is eternal. So sometimes when disciple comes back, and so in that case, guru also comes back to instruct him, or does he come in the form of any other person, or how that disciple gets his guru again?
See, he may not be in a person, but he could impart the knowledge, or he could give you instruction from within, like the Paramatma is there. So he could also give through the via medium of Paramatma. He may be staying in the spiritual kingdom, or he may be elevated, but it's not that he personally comes, but he has the power to come in form of the instruction. There are many instances where Guru did come and imparted him at the time that he's falling down, or if devotee is down, then he does come, not personally, but in form of instruction. From within he gives, just like the Paramatma gives you the instruction to make you alert. So same thing, a guru could also do it, because he is so close to the Paramatma. One is a Chaitya guru, in Chetna, that is the Paramatma, and he is the external manifestation of the Chaitya guru. When we say, Yashya Prasadat Bhava, so through the Paramatma he can give you the that knowledge or that instruction to be careful. Guru Gauraknath and others, and another places also, that he does come if the devotee is sincere, he wants to follow, but somehow he is in a problem, then that is solved. Problem is a spiritual problem, not material problem. Then guru can help if you are sincerely serving and you are sincere in your relationship with the guru. So it is a reciprocal, it's not just one way that just guru does and disciple, it's a both together. Just like we and Krishna, we love Krishna, Krishna loves, he reciprocates with us in the same way. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tans tatheva bhajamyam. So these relations are not stagnant, not just one way road, it is both ways. One is sincere and serving. If there is a problem, then guru does help, if you are depending on him. But if you depend on your own, then you do your own what guru can do. You don't want to move forward or go towards a Krishna, then guru cannot help in that situation. But you are very sincere, you want to elevate, there is some occasional problem or something that happens that keeps you in the material world, then guru would come and help you to elevate you through, you may say, through the instruction from within. It will dawn to you automatically that I am doing something wrong. Like if you listen to Paramatma, then he gives you instruction from within, to everybody. But then you stop listening to him, then he says he doesn't care about. So he does not give instruction. Initially, if somebody is doing something wrong, immediately the Paramatma comes in the picture that, no, this is wrong, don't do that. But he neglects that, then he would not be able to listen to Paramatma's voice. It would be subsided, subdued, or it won't even come. And he goes on doing without even feeling any morose or any sadness for doing something which is not right. Whether it is stealing or any another activity, there are so many against the Vedic principles. If one does it, he won't be alerted. But somebody who is sincere, then he will get the instruction through the wire media. It's not that we fall into the hellish planet and guru would come and also stay with us in the hellish planet. That does not happen. If you are sincere, guru would help.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Anyone else has any comments, questions, any discussions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for a wonderful class. You give so many analogies and make it so easy to understand. And thank you again. Thank you so much. Hare Bol.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thanks a lot.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Jai. Thank you very much for an excellent class. As usual, we learn so many things from your class. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Hari Bol.
Thank you. It's Prabhupada's mercy that he is giving us instruction. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and disciplic line, thank you so much for expressing your bhava or feelings.
So is there anybody else has any question or comment for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, Kongal Sushila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much. Very, very nice class. Every day you give so many, we are so inspired by your class, so many quotations from so many different scriptures. We also want to memorize we have a desire to do that after hearing your class. So, Maharaj, my question is, in the second generation of devotees, like devotees' children, you see that they are into kirtan. This may not be related to the class. Is it okay to ask?
Yeah, yeah, sure. It is about Krishna consciousness, so that's okay.
Yeah, so they are, you know, they play mridanga, they do kirtan, and they are okay to do other services. But chanting, we see that, you know, they rebel to chant. I mean, that's my experience with my own son. He's 13 years old. So, I mean, I don't force him to chant much, but at least like 1 to 4 rounds. And we know, having heard about the holy name and how important it is, so we feel that at least if they chant a few rounds, it will be good. But we have to, and I see this as a trend that, you know, there are so many, they're involved in kirtan and other things, but they are not up to the mark to take initiation. So how can we inspire them, or what should be our approach towards them in this situation?
Mm-hmm. No, thanks for bringing this thing in a form of question. It's an important question, and that is true that many children, they are with the music, with the kirtan. But kirtan, if they are doing sincerely, kirtan is also glorifying the Supreme Lord. And in kirtan also they chant the holy name. So that is there. They may not be able to, because their mind, this age, the day and age in Kali, so flickering, so many things that is pulling. But at least they are sitting, doing kirtan. And gradually they will get purified by the power of their kirtan itself. They may not be chanting. Chanting is means separately taking a bead bag and chanting, but in the public, that is a sankirtan they are doing. They are associating with similar-minded other devotees. So there is something is going on, shravanam, kirtanam. So, and but if they also, like sometime if they could sit in the classes and hear, then gradually it will lift them just by hearing. Shranvatam swakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana. Then whatever inauspicious thing or whatever is blocking them not to chant, that will also go away. And one should not be forced for initiation. It will come in due course of time when they feel inspired that now I want to go ahead and want to take a shelter of a senior devotee. Then it is all possible. So we should just, our own example should be given to them that you chant sincerely, you engage in devotional service, you have a seva bhav for Vaishnavas, and then gradually children would also learn. They just follow the parents, they see the atmosphere. So you could encourage, pray to the Supreme Lord that please engage him more and more, give him so that way he could chant. But our so many attraction thing in this material world, with the cell phone, with the computers, with so many things that is going on around in the classes and so many different levels of the children. So for them to sit and chant for half an hour, 1 hour is difficult, and that is accepted. But just by your prayers, by your example, they will chant in their life. I could give you my own example of myself. Like I put my son in Gurukul from very when he was 5 year old, away from home. He was only first child, no other children, and I sent him to a school there. Then he went to Gita Nagari. Then I sent him to India, and he became rebellious because of being forced and not loved by the teachers, and abuse in so many ways. But later on, now he's almost 43 year old, but now he feels the importance, significance. He chants, he's teaching his own daughter so nicely that she's singing and she's also chanting and coming. May not be 16 rounds, but what has gone, this kirtan and all this will help him to advance further. So you have to keep patience. It is between Krishna and himself, and by your prayers, he will advance, because at least he is singing Krishna bhajans.
is doing kirtan and not something spending his time in some other frivolous activity or non-Krishna conscious activity, at least that much time. Even later on he may do whatever, but at least that much time, that will save him just by having his interest and Shraddha in kirtan even, then gradually he will be able to chant. So just pray and have hope that he will change one day. He or she, they will advance. The process is, it depends on how many years that we have been, not only here, but from previous life effect is also there. Some children are born and then they immediately take to the process. Some children may take, maybe this will be the seed and may start taking in the next life. So it's up to Krishna and that particular soul, and then Krishna will give them impetus from within to become more serious in this. But we should also take our part, like we should be compassionate, compassion should be there, and prayer should be there, and our own example should be there, and atmosphere that you bring him to such kind of places should also be there, like bringing to temple or some places, like there is sadhu sangha or leadership. Like there are different kinds of activities that are being done. So if you expose them, like Indradyumna Maharaj is having some retreat or sometimes some concerts, but it is based in Krishna consciousness. So if it is like that, then one can attend, and gradually they will see the example of other children. Oh, he is chanting, let me also chant. So one day it will dawn to him and he will take it. So don't be despondent. Don't feel that it is like you, as you are saying, that it is there. Many children, they do the same thing. So they give the example, but you keep themselves your example very nicely. What could be said?
Yeah, thank you so much, Maharaj. I'll try to be good example and also pray for them. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for wonderful class, Maharaj. I have a question, Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruv Maharaj, they completely surrendered, they are like elevated, but we are not in that mood, Maharaj. But if everything goes well, we have faith on Krishna, whatever is happening, it is plan of Krishna, so it's going like that. But anything bad happens, still we are looking for something, it's not happening from long time. Whatever services we are doing for Krishna, we do mentally, we do physically. Suppose if I am giving Harati, I do physically but not mentally, Maharaj. Even though we have faith, but the back of the mind will think that, oh, it's not happening because of that, because of this. Something will go on, will not be concentrate on services, what we are doing. How to get out from those feelings, Maharaj?
Because we have firm faith, it is a komal shraddha, we don't have a firm faith, but at least you are doing physically, may not be mentally, or mind may be somewhere else. So that is agitating. But now you feel repentance that my mind is not there. Just like while chanting, we should be listening to our words, what we speak. But mind does go somewhere. But by the power of your service and power of your chanting, then mind would also will be coming, and you have to have a faith in the process. You have to faith in Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, and gradually it will come. Sometimes it takes longer period because we have been associating with the material world from millions of lifetime. It's no end to that when we have started all this. So we should just gradually give it time, whether it is one lifetime, two lifetime, or 10 lifetime, doesn't matter. You see the progress in others depends on how long ago they started, which we don't know. Neither the person knows. We see for now, but there is a previous history for everybody. Somebody just from very childhood they may take, somebody may take in the old age, somebody may be serious, somebody may not be serious, somebody may be just doing physically. But even you are using your body in service of the Lord, then He will cleanse your heart also. So you will be able to chant sincerely or your mind would be controlled. But so one just reading, associating with those people who are sincerely and whose minds are absorbed, then you will also imbibe that, or automatically it will come to you. But, so your association should be good with devotees, more sincere devotees, who have both mind and body in the service of the Lord, then that will happen in your life also. And at the same time, you read Bhagavatam and see the mercy of the Lord, that how kind He is, how glorified He is, how compassionate He is, how He is helping us, then He will also help from within. So all these things, they do help. Only taking prasad, not eating outside food, always absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. And so we should keep the example of the gopis always in front of us, that they even leapna, dhan kutna, and taking care of the children, fetching water, taking care of the household duties, husband, in-laws, everything, that their mind is always on Krishna. But they do activity, so their activity is different. You are putting your body, but not the mind. They put their mind and their bodies in some other activity. So that putting mind is more important, because it is mind and intelligence. So whole pivotal activity is the mind. If mind is elevated, we will elevate ourselves. But still with the body you are doing, that is good. And Krishna will give you that intelligence, that mind is also absorbed. So you read on, going on reading like Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, associate with devotees, serve them, talk to them, and gradually your mind would also come. Because you are praying, you are looking. If you see something fault, then Krishna will correct. But if you think it's okay not to keep the mind, let me just do, I'm doing it very nice, I don't have to bring my mind. Let it dwell on something outside the field of Krishna consciousness. And then it becomes difficult. But if you feel in asking this question, that means you want to correct situation, then Krishna will definitely help you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you for asking such nice questions.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. It was very nice and a lot of instructions. Very nice, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just wanted to confirm, did you cover till 34 verse?
Let me tell you. I covered up to 34. So, through watcher, text number 35, Suyam Guru Bhagavata. So, this was all why I did up to now. This is just Narad Muni was telling all this. Now, Dhruv Maharaj, Narad Muni is instructing to Dhruv Maharaj. Now, Dhruv Maharaj is saying when he heard, because Narad Muni wanted to test Dhruv Maharaj that whether he is sincere, he wants to just go, or he is just superficially looking and he is coming to Krishna for that, because his mother said. But now how sincere he is would be shown by the next verses, by his telling when he talks to Narad Muni. So I did up to 34, text number 34, where there are three categories of the devotees.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Is there anybody else who has any questions?
Yeah, thank you, Guru Maharaj. It was a very nice lecture, very enlightening.
Thanks a lot for attending. I will call you maybe after some time. I will like to speak with you.
Sure, Guru Maharaj, yes.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
So we should...
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This one query, or like one thing which always haunts me is, like when Dhruva Maharaj, when Prahlad Maharaj, they all at such a tender age, they were into bhakti. And like when Dhruva Maharaj was told by his mother to go into the forest and find God, he believed in her and he trusted her and he went, right? So at this stage for us, to get such a pure bhakti or to get such an innocent thought and go with it, it becomes hard because we are so-called with all the knowledge what we have, we try to analyze things. So that sincerity, like, okay, Krishna is there. That faith, undaunted faith, like, you will never doubt Krishna. For that, like, at this age, like, when we are, you know, we came into Krishna consciousness late. So how to, because compared to a child and compared to us, it becomes different. So how will that stay always and, because it has to stay always, right? No, no doubt what, it is only Krishna. That becomes sometimes hard. Because if you tell a child, like the, how it is of the story when goes, that the child, when he was feeding Krishna, when his dad was not there, I don't remember the name. But then he used to say, please eat, otherwise I won't be able to eat. And then Krishna literally ate from his plate, right? So that, because of that faith it happens. But for us, that faith somewhere is always missing, I feel. At least for myself. Out of 100, like 90% we have, but the 10% always keep on fluctuating in when there is distress or when there is problems.
Okay. So this faith, the lake of faith, is because of our association, because of our not reading Bhagavatam or chanting sincerely, but faith will come. Because of the faith, even if it is 10%, that is never lost, it will become more and more with your association with the devotees who have more faith and your chanting Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam would give the faith. So there has to be two, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat. Both has to be there in your life, that you read and more listen through the person Bhagavat. That goes to the heart more directly, more easily than. And so you have to have a full faith, gradually and gradually that will increase. Dhruva Maharaj, and they are special cases because they may be devotees in their previous lives also who could perform such sincerely. We may not know their previous history, but they have done something to develop that faith. And our faith will also increase. But with this Prabhupada society, movement, whatever that we come in front of us, that is giving us impetus to keep faith more and more. So associate with those devotees who are more faithful and who are serving, or they have full faith in the process. At least you have faith in the process that this will, that I will, just by doing this, my all the activity or my purpose of life would be solved. So that is the that is very nice. That faith is there, and that should be. That should be our motto, that just by following this process, I will be purified and I will go back back to Krishna's abode. Krishna bhakti sarva karma krat hai. By doing this Krishna bhakti, then all my whatever the Krishna karma, that whatever that my purpose of life would be solved. So that kind of faith will develop. Even Sakami, that he went with some kamna. So Krishna gives him his charan or his lotus feet, that then they forget about all the other desires. Anya kami yadi kare Krishna bhajan. Anya kami means other than devotional service. Na mangite ho Krishna tare det dena swa charan. So he gives his, that he will develop more and more. Na mangite, na, even without even asking. But if you do the process, if you have faith in the process, if you are doing some bhajan, something, then in the beginning, then Krishna will make your faith more firm. So many times that we read, Krishna tumar hang yadi bole ek bar, maya bandha hai te Krishna tare kare par. Hey Krishna, I am just yours. If you say that, then the jeev's bandhan would be loosened. Our tight, our, we are in the material world, and then we are tightly bound to this material world. But that knot would become loosened just by saying this. Even in Ramayana also there is
there is this even one time sakra deva prapannoya savasmiti cha yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etad vratam mam. Even one time, if one just takes that I am yours, then he will remove our all the attachment to the material world, and we will become abhay without. So this maya bandhan is the cause of our becoming fearful in the material world. Our abhinivesh, our attachment to the material world, but it will be loosened gradually. So just time, because we are thinking that I have done for 20, 30, 40 years, it doesn't matter, because next life for a devotee is always taking birth in a devotee family or in an aristocratic family, so we don't have to worry about too much about our bodily maintenance, and one will continue path back home, back to Godhead. So one should not be fearful, one should not be doubting on the process, and the process is there, and faith will also develop more and more.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, like I just had one, I don't know, simple query. Like now we are on different chapter, right, of Bhagavatam, and I am still reading the Bhagavatam Canto 1. It is okay, right, if I am not in synchronized with this one? I'm just reading Canto 1 and
it's okay. Prabhupada compares that to the sweet candy, mystery. Usko kahin se bhi khaye, kab bhi khaye. But for reading 10th canto, one should read the 9 cantos before to come to the very, very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna or with the gopis. Because one may mistake it as materially loving affair, which is not so, which is completely transcendental. So one has to know the position of Krishna, who is Sukhdeva Goswami, how renounced he was. He had nothing care of his body. He, even when he was giving the class, he was just other than copying, he was almost naked. He was, from birth, he was walking out, and he's 16-year-old, and his father was running behind. But the apsaras, they did not wear their clothes, but just by seeing Sukhdeva Goswami, because he had no difference between male, female, anything. But when his father came behind, then they were shy and they put on their clothes. The reason was that they knew that he differentiates, Vyasdeva differentiates between male, female body. So they did not wear the, they did not feel shy in front of Sukhdeva Goswami, but they felt shy in front of his father. So much difference. So what I'm just saying, that this feeling would, that you are asking the question, that would, that people who are devotees, you associate with them and you will develop all the good qualities.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Vinod Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very wonderful class, Maharaj. You said, Anuman ji and Prahlad Maharaj, they are higher than Dhruva Maharaj, because Dhruva Maharaj into Krishna with his material desires. So should we not have any kind of material desire while serving Krishna, Anuman ji was serving Ram and 24/7. So same way like that.
See, this even you go with material, but ultimately the result would be the same. We should not have material desire, that is true, but because of our association with the matter for millions of life and not having devotional life of that many, not long period, material desires would come, but one should not feel despondent or hatorshah, or one should still keep enthusiasm that by Krishna's mercy I will be able to get out of these material desires. So desires would be there, but when you relish higher test, then you will give up your lower desires. Lower desire is to enjoy the senses fully as much as possible, but those desires would go away
when you see the flickering nature, when you read Bhagavatam. So I'm not saying that you should not have, but have a higher test, like a child is happy with some, but when you give them pizza or something, then they will give up this other attitude, like even playing or running out or seeing so much with the cell phone, like some children's plays, they see it. But when you give them something higher, then gradually it will purify. See, the problem is that we rush so much, oh, it did not happen, or why it is happening with me. But these things do take time because we are in the material world for millions and millions of lifetime. So this effect of cleansing our heart will take certain time. But the process, you never lose your faith in the process. That if you keep your faith in the process and on the Krishna and go on doing it, even if you don't see tangible results then, but you go on doing it, one day the result would be there. We don't have that much intense, like Dhruv Maharaj had the so much faith and he was so sincerely and so with his heart all on the Krishna at all, he could do all these things. And we should be able to do it that also. But our faith is not as strong. So we should try to just increase our faith. Just go on with the process. With the process, then one day you will be able to have same kind of feeling like Dhruv Maharaj or Prahlad had. Although they are highly advanced. I'm not saying that you should not have material desire. Material desire would come, but you could replace desires you cannot kill. But replace those desires with some higher thoughts about Krishna. Like you want to eat nicely, then at least, oh, let me cook for Krishna. And then you could relish these 3 minutes. You want to live in a palatial building, that is fine, that desire is nothing wrong. But have a center in your life, in the palace, that have established Krishna as, and worship Him, that it is His house. And you remain as a servant. Servant sometimes enjoy more than the master. Like there are many rich people, they have their second home, third home, but they hardly they go there. But the servants, they enjoy more than even the master. He works so hard. So let us do it for Krishna. And if Krishna is enjoying, we will automatically enjoy. But here the material world, all the even servants are enjoying the property of the rich man. I have seen many, many places that hardly the master could go, but they enjoy, the servants are living there, they are sleeping, they are enjoying all the scenery around, and the master could not even go, he has no time. So same thing that we could apply, that yes, we let Krishna enjoy, and in his enjoyment we also automatically enjoy. Because we are his part and parcel. Does it answer your question, or sometime I forget about the question?
Yeah, yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Does anybody has any question or comment for Maharaj? Okay, if not, so let us wind up our call by paying our obeisances.
पांचा कल्पतरु
कृपा
सिंह
नमः।